Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting second. The center fielder, Holber Cabrera. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Juan Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Will Cordero. Batting seventh. The DH, Marty Cordova. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Russell Branyan. Batting ninth. The catcher, Einar Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tim Drew. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chris Singleton. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Parque. And now, play ball. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Perry. Vizquel moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar bunts towards third. Perry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Perry. Vizquel scores. Cabrera moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cabrera scores. Alomar moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parque fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to third. Two outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Durham is called out on strikes. One out. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Valentin moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to third. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ordonez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cordova is called out on strikes. One out. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Branyan strikes out. Two outs. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lee strikes out. One out. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Branyan. Singleton moves to second. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Drew spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Drew. Singleton moves to third. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Perry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burks. Perry reaches second base with a double. Singleton scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Perry moves to third. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Perry scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera bunts towards the mound. Parquet fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Valentin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Konerko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Branyan is 0 for 1 in the game. Branyan is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Inar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a pop-up towards third. Branyan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Lee. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Lee steals second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Lee scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burks. Durham reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Justin Speer now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vizquel moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar bunts towards third. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Vizquel moves to third. Cabrera moves to second. 1 out. Sean Lowe now pitching. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Vizquel scores. Cabrera moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cordero is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordero takes first base on ball 4. Cabrera scores. Gonzalez moves to third. Burks moves to second. It's 7-5, Indians. Gary Glover now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Carlos Lee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Indians. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Branyan is 0-for-2 in the game. Branyan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Inar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Carsey now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ordonez is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carce fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cordova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Shuey now pitching. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lee moves to second. Chris Singleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Singleton strikes out. One out. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Perry reaches second base with a double. Lee scores. It's Indians, 7, White Sox, 7. Royce Clayton pinch runs for Herbert Perry. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clayton scores. It's 8-7, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Durham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar moves to third. Durham moves to second. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas is walked intentionally. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 4 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Thomas moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Valentin now playing third base. Chris Singleton now playing left field. Julio Ramirez now playing center field. Royce Clayton now playing SH. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Branyan is 0 for 3 in the game. Branyan strikes out. 1 out. Jim Thome pinch hits for Einar Diaz. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jacob Cruz pinch runs for Jim Thome. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Taubensee pinch hits for Holbert Cabrera. Ed Taubensee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taubensee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Folk fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.